Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanaseo Pukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
Potter's. May your heart be receptive to God's word.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Damage my ignorance.
Damage my ignorance.
How many of you really want God to damage your ignorance? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Jesus.
Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6. And because you have rejected knowledge, says the Lord, I will reject you. Amen.
Amen.
There is something we call total counsel of God. A false balance is abomination unto God.
That's right.
We know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is imperfect shall be given away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the Lord shall build up Zion, he will appear in his glory.
Amen.
So God's greater desire is to build you up.
Amen. Amen.
And Amen. Once you are built up, nothing can stop the manifestation of your glorification.
Amen.
You cannot oversee what you don't see. Amen.
Amen.
I told you today I'm going to talk about time release curse. But today as I was studying, the Lord told me that don't put the cart before the horse. Go by the sequence. So I want to deal with two things before I go to that one.
Okay, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
There's something I call authority engendered curse. The word engendered is another one for procreate. It's another word for to procreate, to cause to happen. Everybody has some authority over your life.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, whether you like it or not. But today I'm going to even concentrate about this particular one. It's not for carnal, prayerful Christians. It's not also for selfish, prayerful Christians. It's for people who pray for their nation for the betterment of others.
Amen.
So it's not every. Now, for instance, if you are selfish, you cannot be an intercessor. Because intercessor means that you forget about your needs. And you stand for the needs of others. Authority engendered curses. You will notice that in the Bible, a particular king can come and all Israel start suffering.
Yes, sir.
And a particular king can come and God say, God give them rest. Yes, sir. So leadership authority influences your lifestyle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I will not stay too much. I will not stay long on that one. But I'm going to show you something. Hallelujah. Now, when you study the Bible carefully, you realize that Paul never starts his letter by talking about grace and peace. Paul is an authority figure. He never starts. Over and over again in the scripture, Paul's letters to the churches, we find him saying, grace to you and peace from God our Father. For instance, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Let's run this thing very quickly. I just want to show you something. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Say that with me. Read that with me.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
So Apostle Paul was a spiritual authority over the people he's writing to. And he told them that grace be to you and peace from God our Father. Anybody that's authority over you can bless you or curse you. We are preaching this thing. Just in case anything like this has come, we'll make sure that we clear it off your way.
Amen.
I say, just in case an authority figure has pronounced a okay, Paul said, grace and peace be you. You can see through the Bible. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's read from verse number 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 2. You will see it there. It's being repeated plenty. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you noticed it? Have you noticed it?
Yes, sir.
As one with delegated authority. Somebody say dedicated authority. From God. Delegated authority from God. Peace be to you. Grace and peace be to you. Paul never, Galatians chapter 1 verse 3. Paul never wrote without introduction of such a statement. Galatians chapter 1 verse 3. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You see Paul keep repeating this, repeating it. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 2. You see it running. Give it attention. I want to show you something. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father. Why is this man keep repeating such a thing? Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you noticed the sequence in which this thing is flowing now? Paul never starts writing without talking about that one. If you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2, he will keep repeating it. So the letter to the church of Thessalonica, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let me read verse 1. Give me verse 1. Let me see something. Give me verse 1. Paul and Silvanus is another word for Silas, and Timothy's, unto the churches of Thessalonica, which is in God the Father, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who? What is that? Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. How many have you read now? How many have you read now? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. I'm sure it's verse 2. He's going to repeat the same thing. He never arrived at saying that grace unto you and peace from God our Father. So Paul could have said, hey, curses from. Is your spiritual authority figure blessing you? Today we are having a meeting, and I read a quote to somebody. I forgot where I wrote it, but this way it go. If your pastor can't correct you, they can't cover you. If your pastor can't correct you, they cannot cover you. No accountability is a liability. No accountability is a liability. And if you are ready to leave every time you get rebuked, you are not looking for a covering, you are looking for a cover. If your pastor can do what? He cannot cover you. If he listens to what the Bible says, they that the Lord love, he chastised them. You are the only one who wants to be under authority without correction. What is the purpose of fathers? And what is the purpose of those authority? Hear this. Woe unto you. If you come to the place in your life, nobody corrects you. It's better you were not born. I know you are heading towards a major crash. One person on earth must be able to look at your face, even against your way, and say, stop it. And because of that person, you will stop. Grace unto you and peace. That is why even under marital authority, women that enjoy marriage, they submit to their husband. And men that enjoy their wife, they take their spiritual authority. So don't be a man in the house and your woman, your wife has become the man in the house because of your irresponsibility. I'm preaching. And don't be that rebellious wife that your husband cannot correct you, especially if he carries spiritual authority. You are in trouble. Some of you want to marry pastors. It's not easy. Never marry somebody who carries authority and misbehave. You might not know the consequence of it. Things will happen to you who understand. You marry somebody like no wonder some of them, because of the authority they carry. Can you imagine Paul has a wife? And Paul come home, where is my banquet? Say that, and Adriana Bename, mean to be quite Adriana, Kwanakoto Wachi. Also, for Paul was talking to somebody, he wanted to win the person. One person was interrupted. He said, you will not see the sun for a season. Instantly, he became blind. And you provoke such a man. God look at you and say, me, my own warrior. And I'm sure Paul will have married a Ghanaian. And it would have been complicated. Authority engendered curse. Never. Do you know why I'm preaching this thing? I stand to be corrected. And you can correct me from your heart. But I'm getting to the place of conviction that one of the country with rebellious people can be Ghanaians, who has no respect for spiritual authority. This is a country, somebody saying like Bobo, she can insult a president because he has political alignment. The Bible says, I'm going to show you the Bible that heaven acknowledged him as a president. And so, notwithstanding with your political figure, be careful what you say. Heaven acknowledge him as a president. Paul said that you have to be careful the way you deal with them because they hold the wrath of God in their hands. Yeah? You can be rebellious and not be aware of it. I'm going to show you some things in the Bible. people that submit to authority, the Bible says they get free from all kinds of curses. Submit, check the Bible. Some people stood up and told Moses that you are not the only one God is speaking to. Moses got angry and said, if you die a natural death, then God does not send me. Let me show you. When God sent people, they know when God sent them. And when they go back to remind God about time, he has a covenant with them. And they quoted that covenant, you are in danger. I don't even think when I was in the same room, my mother always has two beds in his room. When our family all meet and there's no place for you because your bedroom can be taken and given to an anchor, then you have to go and pet with your mother. How many of you have experienced that thing before? So my mother has this metal bed. It has its own mosquito cover. You see that bed? One pole here, one pole here. It has some kukrua silver at the top, kukrua, kukrua, kukrua. And then my mother is going to sleep. He just hit the mosquito net and then it drops. Then there was a short bed. So whilst my mother is enjoying freedom, mosquito must bite you because that short bed don't have mosquitoes net. Now, I had one encounter with the Lord, early days of my Christian life. I don't think my mother was aware. It means that when you are sleeping with your husband and God came to call the wife or the woman, he will not consult the other. So when Moses said, if you die a natural death, also for a burning bush encounter, nobody was there.
Nobody.
So if you meet that man, the man saw a tree burning but not consuming. This man put his hand in his bosom, he became a leprosy. He brought it out again and put it back, and the leprosy was vanished. This man put a rod down, it became a serpent, and picked it by the tail. Somebody that pick a serpent by the tail, fear is gone out of him. I'm preaching. Today, if you won't change, you'll never change again. Listen to me. The road to heaven is narrow. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. I say the road to heaven is narrow and the road to hell is broad. So crowd is not synonymous to God's presence. If you say what people want to hear, they'll be comfortable around you. It's not easy to be comfortable in this ministry if you're not ready to live right. What else are we looking for? No, if you come here and you are not ready to work for Jesus Christ, what? What? You don't understand life. I have money to save my father's life. He died. Money. If anything, I can lift him to abroad. I can do anything. That is why I saw that money can save. That money that you are make you arrogant. The founder of this iPad and this phone that I'm holding had cancer. Cancer. At the time he had cancer, he was worth over $260 billion. None of the city or the dollar could save his life. Steve Jobs passed away. How much do you have? You come to church, you have a wife, you are chasing a girl, and the girl went to confess because he heard my mercy. Went to his pastor and said, I can't stand it. And he went to confess. And the man said, he is always preaching about immorality, and I can't stand it. If you can't stand me, you'll stand the devil one day. One day, when you meet the devil, you will remember the rich man that says, send Moses. Send Lazarus to go and tell them, because I'm burning here with fire. You think we are preaching an answer story? No way. We brought nothing to this world. It is certain we will take nothing away. And at the end of the day, when you are taking your last breath, the most important thing is Christ in you. Christ in you. That is when you have to say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now listen to this. Look at this stupidity and foolishness. You want to go to hell because of a young girl's waist. Sex that you have won at home. That you want to have sex for 5 minutes and spend eternity in hell. And you are standing there. This is where authority engendered curse operate. You don't even need authority engendered person to curse you. You have cursed yourself and the disobedient and rebellion against his word. Because rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft. Look at a woman and say, it might be your husband. Tell the person, the way you are quiet, it's possible you are the one we are talking about. Tell them, don't be afraid. I say, tell them. You always have an opportunity to say it. Today I've given the opportunity. Say it boldly. Now, so is it a surprising thing? Everything Jesus said is a prophecy. Two people will be lying in the bed. God will take one and lift one. So this man will be lying by his wife on the day of the trumpet. And if he doesn't go, everybody will say, but he comes to church. It's enough to come to church. God doesn't have any church name in heaven. All the churches he kept in them, Laodicea, Philadelphia, he came to warn them. He didn't celebrate any of them. He warned them. You are doing this, but you have left your first life. You are doing this and you have left. So all the churches were warned. It's only the saints whose name are in the book of life. You can be in church and not be in Christ. What endangered people. That people want to stay in church and do whatever they like. And they say that, I can't stand the way he preached about holiness. If you take holiness out of Christianity, the rest is entertainment. What else again? Are you different from the Hindu? Are you different from the... I don't want to mention their names. If you take holiness out, the Bible says, your Bible says, my Bible says, without holiness, no one can see the Lord. It's a requirement to meet God. How many sex can you have? How many? How many sex can you have? Can I preach the way I feel like preaching? I am feeling some hot anointing inside me. I cannot see how some people are foolishly cruising to hell. And this is your generation that you have got some men that are preaching some straight, extreme message on grace. Do everything and grace will save you. Is that what Jesus told us? Hey! He said, occupy till I come. Even virgins went to hell. Virgins. There were foolish virgins, there were wise virgins. The difference between them, both of them were virgins, was extra oil. This thing is so serious, eh? So that, you know what God is trying to tell us? Virginity is not righteousness. No. You can be a virgin and you don't know Christ. Marry your virgin. Aren't you afraid that whilst foolish virgins were going to hell, a prostitute's name appeared in a book of in the Heroes of Faith. Prostitute. Rahab. Prostitute's name. I would say by faith. The harlot Rahab perish not with the Jerichos. Because he has a mystery about what the Israelites are. And do you know something? The most dangerous people God will judge are those who know the truth. He refuses to obey it. Nonim papa no one yene boniman. Aware, it has its own school and challenges. Yes? That is your own school. If you marry and even God give you children, there are challenges in raising them. There can be challenges in bringing them up. God does not give you a child yet. He knows what he's doing. So in all things, give thanks. This is the bottom line. I can't tell you. Somebody's looking for a child. Another person who wastes a child he gave birth is dead. So for their parents who waste their child is not alive. Their womb has produced an armed robber. So whatever state you have yourself, give God thanks. Some of them has gone to Malams and Juju to get children and they wish they didn't have their child. The devil give you a child. You have his headquarters in your home. Every good and every perfect gift come from Abba. So, It's not everybody you don't see and church thinking that Prophet Nana is saying something. No, me, I know. That is why the better I told you, get that when people leave, I don't go even call them. I'm telling you that I can check. Oh, what's happening? They say no. But when I hear yes, sometimes I will hear God told me this person, even today, God was speaking to me about somebody. He added something. He said, Papa, I am surprised. These messages you have been preaching are so powerful that some of us, it is what has rescued our marriage. This is what the pastor told me. That pastor with his own church sent this at that. This message you have been preaching is what has rescued some of us to even become the kind of pastor we are now. So you see, don't let me keep the statement. What is saving others outside? Do you know what Jesus said? The people of Nineveh will rise up and condemn this generation because they heard the preaching of Jonah. That means that somebody is sitting here, we are preaching. And because of a man don't kunti. What's your call here?
Botanical name.
It's a botanical name. Yeah. Like Copesicum esculentu. Mani hot or teresima. Carica papaya. I pour me a batata. Botanical names. Let me hear go. Botanical names. And your construction, when I'm going to Amidia, I don't see a cracker. Send a bear, I'll be a boyfriend in this. Carica papaya. No, what's your? To come with me, someone take off as a papaya, then they will give it to you. What are you talking about? If you don't like me, it's your own problem. I really love myself. I am enjoying life. I will deal with you and still walk around free. Can you imagine that your name is extracted from the book of hell because of Adonku and Paswa Gro? What is that? What is that? How much sex can you have? How much sex? Check. I was sitting with mommy. When did we go to see visit Papa? Papa called me. Yesterday we went to Papa Archbishop. I was sitting and said, Nana, I'm Israel. You honored your father, God will honor you. The one I was going to say, Nana, you have to pray for Israel. Let's pray for Israel. I know you are in the fast. I'll come around. But Nana, lift up Israel before the Lord. Then he says, so say, Nana, all this trouble in Israel. Israel could have lived at peace and harmony if Abraham didn't enter Hagar. So that is a word from a man. And I'm preaching, you are angry. I don't even know why you are sitting there looking at me. I don't even know. I'm quoting Papa. I can't stand the church. I can't stand that guy because he always preaching immorality. The way I were a dean, some guys be a dean. I said, one of you. I want to find out. So when you see people don't come to church, ask them, are you one of them? Are you that don't go entrepreneurship international? Something. Can you imagine? The devil used a girl to drag you out of church. For what? Yeah, we are coming from the world to enter the church. There is nothing there. Those of you who are there, you want to go. Bibi any hope. This corner. But no bread. And son, I'm afraid be hangover. And no hangover. And I'm not going to run. And I'm not going. And so I call top on the app. I come from a family people drink. You can still break in the gym, but I could see why you're mixing. And you're trying. My uncle will tell me, he said, Anana, the real wife, you know, we have care. Top on. Now, all this trouble, Jesus has come and rescue us from it. What by Yesu, my person, you're who says, who ye Yesu favor? Yeah? I have left the place where somebody comes to church think he's doing me a favor. But I'm long time. I have left that place. I'm steady. If you are sitting by a lady, look at her and say, I will not go to hell because of you. Tell the person, I will not go to hell. No. A man must talk to a woman and say, and you are a woman, you catch her and say, I appreciate your beauty, but I will refuse to go to hell because of you. And those of you who didn't say it. say an abeco, uko as our class, and will not ukusuko. Think about it. Do you remember one day I told you that the sexual organ will take people to hell more than anything else? I said it. Sexual organ. It will let people deny Christ. Hey, Samson denies God because of Delilah. Oba, obet ma tuwa fi nami. Obema ure fi yesu di. He said, yesu veka say, ebo. You will never mention the name of Jesus. You have forgotten. Ebo, ebo, ebo. You know, when you are in trouble, what comes out of your mouth, show what is in your spirit. So people, if they are going to fall, they say, Jesus. Would I say, hey, ebo.
Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's R. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Prampram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Prampram Road, Friday Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday Morning Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the